Is there any...
A clink, oh.
Right.
And a clink.
Any particular names for where they would keep drunks? Part of the jail or...
I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of a drunk tank?
No.
Haven't heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the police headquarters, wherever that is, you just call that the...
Police station.
Police station. What about for the fire department?
Fire department, fire station.
Fire station. Is that downtown?
Well, yes, we got a central fire station, see.
Oh, I see.
And that is, that will have, that stays in until it's a terrible fire.
Yes, ma'am.
Because each neighborhood has its own fire stations.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the neighborhood fire station first, call them. And then if it looks like it's going to go beyond control, well, then you have the chief fire station, mm-hmm. central, send out the hooking lab and their trucks.
Right. I see. What about these things that policemen carry with them for protection?
Bibbies?
Big part?
Bibbies?
Is that the...
The stick on a piece of leather.
Right.
Now they've got walkie-talkies. And of course they carry a whistle. And they've got a pistol.
Right.
I think that's all they have, isn't it?
I believe so. You were mentioned yesterday, a Madam So-and-so.
Madam Leroy.
Right. Now tell me about her. Is she what you would call a lady of the evening? Could you tell me a little bit about her?
Well, she had a husband. She married a man. And I think he was just had an ordinary job. Nothing worth, you know, much. And she bought this house on St. Emmanuel and Government Street. And like I told you, Government Street was the street of Mobile. And it had a beautiful drawing room, a parlor in it. Now this was not a living room. This was far more elaborate.
The drawing room?
The drawing room. That's what the old aristocratic families had, the drawing rooms. And parlors. They never had a living room. If they did, it would be a robber's room or something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And so she had quite a few, she was a beautiful woman, so my mother said, and my grandmother. And she had quite a few admirers besides her husband. And she was well known in the South. And whenever people would come to Mobile, particular gentleman they would call on.
Mm.
And she was noticed for her hospitality. She served drinks of all kind. And I don't say they got drunk there. They never were arrested or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am.
But she just generally had a open house, you might call it, for people to come to. And she was received by Queen Victoria, I think, at court. My mother had a cameo ring, my grandmother. And whenever she felt well, the ring was the prettiest pink you ever saw. And whenever she felt bad, the ring was blue.
Mm.
And it was pointed, but just a little cameo, just about that big. And so Madame LaVoy came over to my grandmother, and she said, "Miss Cal," she used to buy our hats from grandmother. She said, "Miss Carol, I want to ask you a favor. I'm going to London, and I'm going to be received by Queen Victoria. Would you let me wear that ring?" She said, "I'll take good care of you, and I promise you I'll bring it back to you." And Mother said, "Why, yes, but just don't lose it, that's all."